न्यू सर्विसेज डिवीजन ऑफ आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स नॉर्थ ईस्ट डायरी।
गुड इवनिंग एंड अ वार्म वेलकम टू अनदर एडिशन ऑफ नॉर्थ ईस्ट डायरी, योर वीकली विंडो इनटू द वाइब्रेंट कल्चर्स, इंस्पायरिंग स्टोरीज एंड डायनेमिक डेवलपमेंट्स फ्रॉम द 8 ज्वेल्स ऑफ इंडियाज नॉर्थ ईस्ट। I am Vinita Thakur, and in today's episode, we journey through the region's rich traditions and remarkable strides, from sustainable energy and eco-conscious villages to the aromatic world of spices. Today, we bring you an exclusive interview with Dr. S.S. Bora, Scientist C at the Spices Board ICRI Gangtok. He shares insights into the initiatives promoting excellence in spice cultivation across Sikkim. We'll also bring you a groundbreaking update from Dirang in Arunachal Pradesh, where Northeast India's first geothermal production well has been successfully drilled. And in Tripura, a small village is making a big difference, earning the title of the state's first green village. But first, we begin our journey in Nagaland, where tradition and compassion come together in a heartwarming community initiative, reshaping perceptions of aging and community support. It's called Friends of 80 Plus, a grassroots movement that honors elders aged 80 and above, not just for reaching that milestone, but for the wisdom, strength and values they carry with them. Our Kohima correspondent Asuno brings us this moving story.
In the quiet strength of Nagaland's oldest urban settlement, Kohima Village, an extraordinary initiative is reshaping how a community honors its elders. The initiative began in 2006, sparked by a few like-minded citizens of Kohima Village and a brainchild of Padma Shri awardee in social service, Mrs. Nidonyo Angami. Their vision was simple yet powerful: to create a space where young people could reach out to their elders to recognize and celebrate the lives that help shape the community. Every year, on the 30th of April, Kohima Village gathers to celebrate what is now known as Foundation Day, a day dedicated to the 80-plus community. The event is filled with feasts, songs, gifts, tributes and health camps, a moment where gratitude becomes a living tradition. Now, in its 28th year, Friends of the 80-plus have grown into a cherished tradition. With 35 volunteers and the support of the entire village, the celebration is more than just an event. It is a living archive of stories, culture, and identity. Let's hear from one of its members, Kivichu Yome.
2 decades ago, the need was felt to create a platform for our elderly community members, a space to acknowledge their presence among us and to reaffirm the immense value they bring to society. This organization was founded in 2005 to honor and respect our elderly friends. Since its inception, it has carried out small yet meaningful activities focused on the welfare and recognition of senior citizens in our community. Though the organization focuses centrally in Kohima Village, it also extends invitation to 80-plus members from other village or communities as per logistics. Over the years, Friends of 80-plus has earned deep respect and visibility thanks to the love and support from community members. The members of 80-plus are all concentrated within Kohima Village and come from diverse backgrounds. While most are farmers, others have served as government employees, teachers, doctors, and church workers. They also represent various socio-economic groups, with some hailing from well-to-do families and others from more modest means.
Today, Kohima Village village is home to 228 elders age 80 and above, 81 men and 147 women from across its four hills or localities. These elders are not just community members, they are keepers of memory, resilience and tradition. In Naga society, elders have always held a place of honor. Friends of 80 plus carries that legacy forward and shows the rest of us what it looks like when community truly values its elders. Beyond celebration, the initiative also supports well-being, promoting intergenerational bonds, organizing health services, and even planning to document the life stories of these remarkable individuals. In the rapid changing world, Friends of 80 Plus is more than a program, it is a movement. A reminder that honoring our elders is not just about respect, but about building a more compassionate, connected future. From the quiet strength of Kohima village comes a message for the world. Those who walk before us still have much to teach us. All we need to do is listen. For North East IRE, this is Asonyo from Akashwani News, Kohima.
Next to our pioneering achievements in the energy sector, on May 5th, the Center for Earth Sciences and Himalayan Studies successfully drilled the Northeast first geothermal production well in Dirang, located in West Kemang district of Arunachal Pradesh. This marks a significant step forward in the region's sustainable energy journey. Our Itanagar correspondent, Kenpi Reba, brings you the details.
In a significant step towards clean and sustainable energy, the Center for Earth Sciences and Himalayan Studies has successfully drilled Northeast India's first geothermal production well at Dirang in West Kameng district on Monday. The successful drilling marks a major milestone in the region's quest for sustainable energy and represents a first-of-its-kind initiative in the Northeast. In response to the news, Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Man said that this breakthrough will directly benefit high-altitude farming and rural communities through eco-friendly solutions like space heating, food drying and climate control storage. In the meantime, Maine has congratulated the team from the Center for Earth Sciences and Himalayan Studies, the Norwegian Geotechnical Institute, Iceland-based firm, Geotrophy and the Guwahati Boring Service for the achievement. Head Geosciences Division Rupankar Rajkhoa informed that the achievement follows 2 years of intensive geochemical and structural surveys of hot springs across western Arunachal Pradesh. Once operational, geothermal energy will power eco-friendly solutions, space heating and control atmosphere storage systems, vital technologies for improving agricultural and living conditions in the high-altitude terrain of the state, he further added. According to Rajkhoa, advanced geochemical analysis identified Dirang as a medium to high enthalpy geothermal zone with estimated reservoir temperatures of 115 degrees Celsius. This makes it highly suitable for direct use geothermal applications. The project is the result of international scientific collaboration between the Center of Earth Sciences and Himalayan Studies, the Norwegian Geotechnical Institute, Oslo, the Icelandic geothermal firm, and a drilling team from Guwahati Boring Service. The Center for Earth Sciences and Himalayan Studies is an autonomous organization under the Department of Science and Technology of the Government of Arunachal Pradesh. For Northeast Diary, this is Kenpi Reba for Akashwani News, Itanagar.
Over to Tripura now, where green transformation is taking root. Thanks to the dedicated efforts of the state government, Rangchera has become Tripura's first green village. Our Agartala correspondent Kunal Shinde has more on this inspiring model of eco-friendly living.
In a classic example of improving the lives of people at the lower rung, the government in the northeastern state of Tripura has effectively installed solar plant and solar-based water purifier systems in the Rangchera village under Mohanpur subdivision, making it the first green village in the state. The Tripura Renewable Energy Development Agency, TREDA, the implementing authority of the green village, took up the pilot project at Rangchera Gram Panchayat. The TREDA, which implemented the project with the outlay cost of Rs. 1.25 crore, has also provided solar home lights in the households to bring to the fruition this unique concept of Green Village. Akashwani spoke to the Director General in charge of TREDA, Mr. Devabrata Shukladas, and this is what he had to say.
शुरू में हमने एक आइडिया लिया कि हम ये रंगाचरा ग्राम पंचायत में एक पायलट बेसिस में एक ग्रीन विलेज हम स्थापित करेंगे तो इसके हिसाब से हमने दो जो लगाया इसमें सोलर एक पावर प्लांट लगाया वो पावर प्लांट ग्रिड कनेक्टेड है वो ट्रांसफार्मर का साथ डायरेक्ट कनेक्ट कर दिया और वही ट्रांसफार्मर से 138 फैमिली कनेक्टेड है तो हमने ये सोलर बेस्ड वाटर प्यूरिफिकेशन लगाने के बाद ये प्यूरिफाइड वाटर इन लोगों को मिल जाएगा सोलर एनर्जी से प्यूरिफाई भी हो रहा है और पानी भी आ रहा है ये यहाँ पे 138 फैमिली इसको पानी पी रहा है उसमें बहुत डिजीज भी उसका रिड्यूस हो रहा है
With the solar plant connected to the grid of Tripura State Electricity Corporation Limited, the excess energy is transferred to the state grid and the required power is supplied to the villagers. With the installation of solar water purification plant, the villagers, mostly those who have migrated from Jharkhand and Bihar several years back, have now been receiving safe drinking water.
मेरे ग्राम में सोलर का सब कुछ मिला है, जैसे सोलर का बिजली मिला है, वो भी फ्री। अभी बिल नहीं देना पड़ता है वो सोलर का पानी मिलता है सोलर सिस्टम का पानी कर दिया है वो भी अनलिमिटेड टाइम हमको मिलता है पानी और रास्ता में भी लाइट दिया है वो भी सोलर का
हम लोग को पानी का सोलर मिला है कार के भी सोलर मिला है फ्री तो रास्ता में सोलर है अभी बच्चे खेलने के लिए भी बहुत मजा आता है हम लोग को देख के खुशी हो रहा है हमको सब फ्री से पानी भी
In the past, consumption of contaminated water with high degree of iron content has had occasionally affected the health of the villagers. Also, with the solar home lights coming up, the students of the village get the opportunity to study after the dusk and those who want to step out at night are no more apprehensive as there is not one or two but 70 street lights installed in the village area, making life easy and healthy. Kunal Shinde For Northeast Diary from Akashwani News, Agartala.
The Spices Board of India under the Ministry of Commerce and Industry continues to play a vital role in the development and global promotion of Indian spices. With a strong focus on quality and hygiene, the board engages with every segment of the industry. In a special interview, Dr. S.S. Bora, Scientist C, Spices Board, ICRI Gangtok, talks to Manas Pratim Sharma with the initiatives aimed at enhancing spice cultivation in Sikkim.
Good evening to all listeners. Today we are joined by Dr. S.S. Bora, who is a Scientist C at Spices Board, ICRI in Gangtok. Welcome, Dr. Bora. Precisely, if you can start with, what is the mandate of Spices Board, ICRI at Gangtok or as a whole in Sikkim?
Actually, Spices Board is one of the among the five commodity boards of Ministry of Commerce, Government of India. It is formed in 1987, 26 February, under Parliament Act of Spices Board Act 1986. Formerly, it was amalgamation of two board commodity. One is Cardamom Board, another one is Export Promotion Council, amalgamated in 1987 under Spices Board Act. And it as a promotional body of Indian spices in abroad. As well as it is having the mandate of both small and large cardamom and it is mainly focusing on quality aspects of spices in abroad which is going to be exported. All the exporter has to be licensed through Spices Board and their product to be certified by Spices Board when they are going to export other countries. And as well as it is having the mandate of promoting the farmers so that they can produce good quality of spices. Out of total spices, 109 spices identified by ISO International Standard Organization, 75 spices being cultivated in India. And out of it, 52 spices is having mandate under Spices Board, which is post-harvest processing onwards up to promotion. But for cardamom, both small and large cardamom, we are having mandate of research, development, as well as promotion. All these three.
So could you please give us a pan picture of, you know, how things are being happen here, what is the production, it is the research?
Actually, in Sikkim region, which is thought to be originate of large cardamom, and already Sikkim state got the GI, geographical indication of large cardamom in 2015, Under Spices Board, we are having three divisions. One is development, which is promoting the cultivation aspects of cardamom. Another one is research, which is in the research of basic as well as applied research of both small as well as large cardamom. And another one is marketing. So in Sikkim region, actually, if you see in northeastern region, in Himalayan region, the large cardamom is growing mainly. Small cardamom is mainly in Western Ghat. Here, large cardamom. So Sikkim, then our adjoining West Bengal, that Darjeeling and Kalimpong district, as well as in northeast, Arunachal, Nagaland, and to some extent in Manipur, large cardamom being cultivated. And mostly concentrated in Sikkim, highest acreage in Sikkim. And other countries, competing country of, in case of large cardamom is adjoining Nepal and Bhutan. I am being represented working as a scientist in Indian Cardamom Research Institute, which is the research division of Spices Board. Our mandate is to do research on large cardamom. At present, in Sikkim, we are having one regional research station at located Tadong, Gangtok. And we are having research farms also. And we are doing both the basic as well as applied research on large cardamom. And we are having six divisions here. One is crop improvement division, which is basically deal with the how we can develop some varieties or developing new genotypes, introducing in some areas where it can be grown properly. Then conservation of large cardamom genotypes. And we are the only one organization which is having that large cardamom genotypes conservation here. And after that, we are having agronomy and soil science division where we are doing research on how we can nutrition for large cardamom growth and all these things, soil status, all these things we are studying. Then another, we are having entomology, where we are doing research on that emerging pest and how to manage all this insect pest, which is causing damage to the large cardamom. Then we are having another one division called plant pathology, which is looking after the diseases caused in large cardamom. And another one is our post-harvest technology, where we are going for that processing, post-harvest processing part. As we know, large cardamom, we cannot use in raw form. We have to use in dry, cured form only. So that one, and another one is transfer of technology. Whatever research we are doing, whatever technology is being developed by us as well as some other organization which is to some extent involved in large cardamom research. So those technology we are transferring to the farmers also.
And what is the business part of the large cardamom? If someone going for cultivation in 1 hectare in 1 year, what is the total production? How could he or she can be benefited? So can you explain to us the business model of this large cardamom?
Actually, if you see, large cardamom is a crop perennial in nature. It is not annual. Means it is, suppose we are planting this year, next year itself we may not get the crop. We have to get crop after 2 to 3 years only. And yield stabilization takes place usually 5 years onwards. So suppose one person in approximately we are recommending around 5 into 5 feet distance maintained. But in hilly terrain, sometimes it may not be feasible to all this maintenance. But however, we are expecting that farmers is to maintain minimum distance of 5 to 5 so that plant can get per nutrition as well as no competition between them. And ultimately, if we maintain 5 into 5 around, we can go for 4,400 plants nearly in a hectare in Sikkim condition. So out of it, suppose farmer is giving proper nutrition to the plant and take care of the plant protection measures and all these things, then definitely they can go for nearly 250 to half a kilo dry yield per plant. So based on it, you may say that it is a profitable venture, and large cardamom is a lifeline of Sikkim, you may say. Because traditionally it being cultivated, and it is almost cultivated around 23,000 hectares area since earlier. Now there is dwindling because of environment and all these things. But as a whole, people are more interested to go for large cardamom compared to other crops because it is giving more price, remunerative crop, because it is giving more price. Nowadays, the present price is around 1500 to around 1700 rupees per kilo, dried cardamom. No other crop growing in Sikkim area is giving that much money. So it is a remunerative crop from them. So people are mostly nowadays, however, previously paddy being cultivated also, as well as other crops, they are also cultivating large cardamom so that they can earn some handsome money from it.
And if we want to know from you the Pan India picture of, you know, activities of Spices Board, what are the, as you mentioned, it's a huge spices are being monitored by your department, Spices Board. What is the Pan India picture?
You see, as a whole, being the Spices Board, I already mentioned you that we are the export promotion organization under Ministry of Commerce. So mainly we are looking after the promotion of spices, of Indian spices abroad. Okay, nowadays there are lots of competition among the spices producing country, but still India holding the major share as a first position globally in case of spices export also and dominant. And already I mentioned that as India is the first position, and India, whatever spices produced in India, I told 75 different type of spices being produced. Out of it, 52 is having mandate of spices board under as per spices board act. So we are dealing with all these 52 spices export to the outside the country. And if you see the position regarding chili, suppose India is maximum exporting chili to other country, and suppose large cardamom, last year it is being exported almost with a value of 148 crores rupees, 2023-24. And as far as the crop concern, the all of our spices in from India to world, it is being exported, exported value is almost $4.46 billion. And we are expecting that by 2030, there's a vision to reach around $10 billion export from India. And you have to just take into account one thing. Whatever India is producing, out of it, only 10 to 12% is being only exported. Other things is being consumed by us itself. So nowadays, Spices Board is promoting the high intrinsic quality spices from India to abroad, as well as we are promoting GI tagged spices. You may be aware that spices in Sikkim, two spices, one is large cardamom and dal licorice are being already being GI tagged. So Spices Board is promoting that GI tag product also, to get the whoever is farmers, as well as whoever involved in cultivation, as well as processing of these spices. So we are promoting them to get the authorized license, user license certificate, so that they can get better price, better remuneration, whatever they are produced. As well as Spices Board is the secretariat of Codex Committee for standardizing spices in the worldwide. Like that, we are doing all sectors regarding promotion of quality spices from India to abroad. And India is mainly known for quality spices in the world.
Coming to Sikkim, if we last cardamom, as you mentioned, they are getting 1500 to 1700 rupees per kilo after all the processing. So how do you see the new generation can come up and get engaged with the production and or, you know, selling, marketing of the last cardamom? What is the job opportunity directly, indirectly in last cardamom sector?
Whatever large cardamom produce in Sikkim, it is of high quality. If you go any market in India, domestic market also, they are giving more importance to Sikkim cardamom. Because long back it is started and people know how to do cultivation and how to do processing also, because processing plays important role also. As per some government statistics, is almost 16,000 families are associated with large cardamom cultivation in Sikkim almost. So out of it, as per government statistics, around 23,000 hectares area under cultivation. A huge chunk of area under cultivation in large cardamom in Sikkim. So in Sikkim, each and every household is having little bit also large cardamom, first. Second is, and as present price is concerned, suppose a farmer is producing around 100 kilo of large cardamom from his household, then also he is earning around 1.5 lakhs rupees. Next is regarding trading and all these things. Large cardamom marketing has to be done through dealer. Because whoever is dealing with large cardamom marketing and all these things, they have to get license from Spices Board to go for large cardamom marketing. And after that processing, first their primary processing means drying already done by farmers itself. But after that, because Sikkim is a tourist place, every tourist want to take some items from Sikkim that as a souvenir. So there is every possibility that the young generation who is having entrepreneur mind, they can go for some making packaging, attractive packaging and all these things, and go for marketing those products in tourist points so that they can earn a good amount of money. And other one is the most important, large cardamom is having highly medicinal value, and nowadays it is going mostly to Ayurvedic industry also, apart from masala, using as a masala. So they can deal in that way also. And after that also, if one wants, then he can go for exporter license also. And all these things, Spices Board is helping. And in the last 2 years, Spices Board is helping some young entrepreneur to get exporter license so that they can directly export large cardamom from Sikkim. As you know, nowadays, all the traceability and all these things, blockchains, all these things is coming in the marketing of spices also. Spices also involving in this one, this work. So that whoever is consuming those product, they want to know where from it is being coming. So if a person sitting in Sikkim itself, he is doing this type of business, then it is easier to get proper authentic information instead of a person sitting in somewhere other states and doing the business. Because that cardamom may come from other area also. But GI Tech product, if it is going from Sikkim directly by some youth, then definitely it can boost their market prospect. I am just giving an example. 2 years back, large cardamom price was around 700 rupees. At that time, Reliance company, they are packaging large cardamom 50 gram, almost 130 rupees to 135 rupees. So imagine, 100 gram is almost 270, so 2700 rupees. Simply making some packaging, they are earning that much. So there is a heavy prospect for this in that market.
Right. Those particularly youths who are listening to our program, they must be encouraged. Yeah, I think Dr. Boraji has rightly pointed out. And finally, what is your future planning, last cardamom or as a whole spices board in Sikkim to promote here?
Already I mentioned that spices board having mandate, and as per mandate, we are already doing the things. And as per our mandate, we are trying to promote the export directly from Sikkim. And already for promoting export, we have to go for processing, because raw spices as a whole, we cannot bulk. It will be bulky and it cannot be sent immediately also. So accordingly, in the spices board, in the phase of developing one spices complex, where processing facility will be here. And that will be coming within maybe that last part of this year. It may come because it is on the process of construction and all these things is going on. And likewise, Sikkim state government also giving emphasis on processing of spices, because as per NITI as well as government, this one also, 4 commodity previously identified, that one in 2 years back, that is large cardamom, then ginger, turmeric and buckwheat. Now they added other 2-3 products also. But mostly they are giving emphasis on spices, these 3 spices. There are big processing units coming up in Rongpu, that Sikkim Ifbo. And government of Sikkim also giving emphasis that whatever produce is going from this state, it should be at least primary processing should be completed and then go. Then only things will, that money will come to this state, no? And already spices board, whatever we are implementing scheme through development wing, we are promoting large cardamom cultivation, we are giving training on it, and we are giving quality improvement training, as well as our marketing division, we are trying to develop that exporter from Sikkim, and we are promoting GI spices, we want to promote GI spices from Sikkim, so accordingly, we are helping our FPOs to take GI authorized user certificate, so that trade will help in Sikkim and it will be flourish in Sikkim.
Right. Again, thank you, Dr. Bora, for giving your precious time and valuable inputs. Listeners in all across Sikkim, as well as other parts, they must be benefited, and youths particularly, will be encouraged and they will be motivated for their more involvement in this sector.
You have just heard a thought-provoking conversation with Dr. S.S. Bora, Scientist C, Spices Board, ICRI, Gangtok. The interview was conducted by Manas Pratim Sarma. And that brings us to the close of this edition of Northeast Diary. Do join us next week to hear more stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye and take care.
This program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the News Services Division of Akashwani.